Arab-Israeli peace talks at Camp David are a shambles. Delegates have been killed during a hunt, and Tony Blair's gone all Rambo with an M60 machine gun. In other words, it's another ordinary day in the world of Whack My Bush.
Okay, people, let's tally up what we shot on that hunt. Now, I got 2 deer and that queer-looking beast with a ginger mane.
It's been confirmed that that was a wildlife photographer, George.
Great! Double points!
Well, I got me a pheasant, a wild boar, and the phone number of the pizza delivery bird.
Nice work, Faddy.
Israelis got 5 deer and blew up a Palestinian delegate, and the Palestinians shot 1 Israeli, 2 deer, and hijacked a bus.
And of course, Tony's still out there with Arnie's big gun.
Don't worry, he'll be back.
So, the only people murdered were the Israeli and the Palestinian and that queer with the camera.
And you know what that means, don't you, honey?
Sure do. We got through a joint operation with the Brits without killing any of them. Woo-hee! It's a first.
It's one of many great firsts in your presidency, sugar.
You bet. I'm the first president to try and assassinate himself with a pretzel, the first president to allow a major international terrorist attack to happen in the USA, and the first president with no registered IQ.
That's IQ, George.
Yeah, that too.
Oh, Mr. President, you've got to come at once.
What is it, Camp David?
The Palestinians and Israelis all want to leave.
Wow, it's another first. You finally got the Palestinians and Israelis to agree on something.
See, it's these sort of negation skills that have made me the international statement I am today.
Wag my bush. Come on.
We're leaving first.
No, we're leaving first.
Listen, you Palestinian scum, our valet ticket is 7 and yours is 12. We clearly have priority.
Prioritize this, you bagel-eating bitch.
Look, Mr. President, they're fighting, punching, kicking, and a display of brutal masculinity. It's kind of a turn-on.
Hey, stop mascaring each other. We can find a solution here if we just use the roadmap to peace.
Screw the roadmap to peace. We want the roadmap to the airport.
Exactly.
But don't you see? You agree on so much. You all want to go home. None of you eat pork. You all talk with funny accents.
This is true.
In fact, that's the most lucid thing he's ever said.
I think alcoholics call it a moment of clarity.
Come on, let's get back to the ingratiating table.
What shape is it?
Square. No, round. No, triangulate. Obligato. God damn it. Everyone knows I'm no good on shapes.
It's oblong. You got a problem with that, honey?
Yes, we will not sit at an oblong table.
Nor will we.
What? Hey, can't you guys stop agreeing in such a negative manner? Who cares if it's an oblong table? It's from IKEA, and those Danish people are good on this peace stuff. So, what do you say?
Stop you, Bush.
Me too.
That's it. You've pushed this girl too far. I queued for hours to get that table. The instructions were useless, and I broke a nail. I'm gonna kick the shit out of all of you. Come on!
I fix you good, Dr. Ives.
Not after I've kicked your balls up into your throat.
Hey, Abbas, look over there. Adder's a girl.
Well.
Tony? Right, you lot. Listen to me. I've got an enormous weapon, and I'm not afraid to use it.
No, honey, we know that ain't true.
Shut up, ladyboy. Now look, I've got the peace deal here. And if you don't sign it right now, I'm going to execute every motherfucking last one of you.
All right,
we sign.
God damn it! I wish I'd have thought of that.
Yeah, you can force anyone to do anything at gunpoint.
Whack my bush.
Tony, you were amazing. Threaten those foreign types until they signed the roadmap to peace.
Yes, I know. Don't know what happened. Sort of lost it. Anyway, it's made me realize guns are just for people with power issues and small dicks.
Tony, can I have my M60 back? The fucking valet has dinged my Humvee. Little Mexican shit's gone to pay.
Shh,
guys, we're on the news. Tonight in Jerusalem at 8 o'clock, an historic peace accord was announced to the Israeli and Palestinian people. Unfortunately, at 8:05, the historic deal fell apart, along with the specially designed George Bush oblong IKEA table. Tempers flared as accusations flew about who screwed in what and who can read instructions and who can't. Hopes of conciliation were destroyed, and fighting broke out when tanks were sent to the store for a refund.
Condi, get me strike command.
George, you can't nuke the Middle East.
I ain't nuking them. I'm nuking those useless Norwegian bastards who made my freaking table.
Ah, the Middle East. George has got a point. New King's too good for them. And as for frigging IKEA...
Whack my bush.
If show enjoy you did, then go to whackmybush.com and donate you will. Easy it is. If you don't, then force I'll use.